to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back for our final installment of a very special conversation with Fred Flights, one of the men I admire most for his grasp of the most challenging national security issues of our day. He is, we've been talking, drawn upon his expertise derived of 20 years of following closely, among other things, non-proliferation issues in the Central Intelligence Agency, his work with John Bolton in the Department of State, and at the as a professional staff member at the House Intelligence Committee. Fred, we could talk with you all day easily, and not least about the latest developments on the House Intelligence Committee Republicans deciding that there is, after all this time, no evidence of collusion between the president and Russia. But that's for another day. I do want to hit a couple of other things. We mentioned at the top of the show that Rex Tillerson is out. Mike Pompeo has been tapped to be the next Secretary of State, currently the Director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Tell us a little bit about the importance of this change. It's interesting. I was listening to the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, earlier today, and they were talking about how Rex Tillerson was discussing on his way back from Africa the role he intended to play in these conversations with the North Koreans. That isn't going to happen. What kind of difference might it make that it's Mike Pompeo at state, not Rex Tillerson?
Well, you know, I know a number of people who really admire Rex Tillerson, but he was a bad fit for the State Department. He really was at sea and tried to manage that bureaucracy. He had this huge reorganization plan that wasn't going well, and if it was ever implemented, the next secretary was going to reverse it. And there's all these empty positions, all these vacancies. I'm afraid we lost a year, Frank, at the State Department. And I have great admiration for Mike Pompeo. He has the president's confidence, which is crucial. Pompeo has been right on the nuclear deal with Iran, so I have very high expectations for Pompeo, Secretary of State.
He has his critics, needless to say, in the United States Senate. They will doubtless be taking him to task, presumably, among other things, for his conservative credentials, which you and I admire greatly, as well as perhaps some of his judgments about these issues, notably the Iran deal. And yet I feel confident that he will be confirmed. The larger question, though, is will he be able to make a difference at the State Department? You've worked in that building. You know the bureaucracy very well. You understand the limitations on any leader of the organization to effect change, given the nature of the Foreign Service and civil service personnel there, Fred Flights. What do you think the chances are that the fit might be better with the president, but the job may still be extraordinarily difficult in getting the department to serve the administration as it's supposed to?
Well, the key is staffing the department with people who support the president's policies, filling the political appointed positions to do this. Now, we know a lot of them are being blocked by Democrats in the Senate. Well, maybe we're going to need some recess appointments. But that really is, I think, his most important task, getting the State Department to support the president's policies and filling vacant positions. Not all of them are confirmable. Some are political appointees, and they're still vacant that don't need confirmation. And the president can't implement some of these groundbreaking policies he's pursuing, such as with North Korea, if he doesn't have the staff at the lower levels to help them implement them. And those people just aren't there right now.
This is so crucial, and it's an unenviable task. You talk about the swamp. This is one of the places in which it is particularly evident. Fred, let me ask you about one other story that's in the news at the moment. Again, you have followed weapons of mass destruction for a long time. I'm sure you know a lot about a nerve agent developed by the Soviet Union called Novichok, or newcomer in English. It appears, according to the British government, that this agent was used to try to kill a former Russian spy who had become an agent for the British government, a double agent, I guess you'd call him, in the business, and his daughter. What's up with that? And how do you think the British government, and for that matter, the rest of us, should respond if it's confirmed?
If this is confirmed, there have to be severe repercussions for Russia. This isn't the first time Russia has done this. A Russian dissident was killed with polonium-210 in London a few years ago. I think, you know, the Brits are going to have to think about, are they going to break relations, or what type of retaliation will there be against Russia? And I mean, this just reflects a nation that's run by a president who's frankly a thug, a former KGB thug. That's Vladimir Putin, and I think it's par for the course for Putin.
Yeah, it comes on the heels of something else that was pretty bracing, I think, for most of us who follow these things, Fred Pleitz, and that was the speech that he made to his parliament, as I recall, in which he was ostensibly describing the state of Russia, but what he wound up diverting onto at some length, including with visual aids, were descriptions of some extraordinarily alarming new nuclear weapons capabilities that he has apparently either brought into his arsenal or is in the process of doing so. What do you make of these threats? For example, a long-range drone submersible that is capable, apparently, of delivering a 100 megaton nuclear weapon to a coastal area of the United States with incalculably devastating effects.
Well, you know, Putin bragged in that speech that he had a missile that the U.S. couldn't shoot down. You know, I didn't find that the most alarming part of the speech, because Russia already has so many nuclear warheads. This additional missile doesn't increase the nuclear threat to our country. What's dangerous is that the Russians are continuing to develop more and more advanced nuclear weapons, and the U.S. is not. Our nuclear arsenal is deteriorating. Russia's arsenal is improving and getting better and getting stealthier. So in the short term, and you and I know Russia already has a huge advantage in nuclear warheads. In the short term, it doesn't change the balance of power, but it's a very disturbing development, because we know Russia's continuing to develop these weapons, and China is too.
Fred, lastly, very quickly, you've written a scathing critique of a new outfit called the National Security Action. Tell us who they are and why they deserve such a criticism.
Well, a group of about 50 former Obama officials, including Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, and Samantha Power, have formed an anti-Trump think tank called National Security Action, and they're going to pursue global warming and generally attacking Trump. But what's amusing about this, Frank, is that their initials are NSA, and these officials were involved in abusing the real NSA to unmask the names of Trump campaign staff and use intelligence to harm the president's ability to win the last election. So I just wonder if this is a Freudian slip, but it certainly looks rather ridiculous.
Fred, you are a source of great information always, and it's always a pleasure to have you with us on this program. I look forward to doing so with you again next week. In the meantime, congratulations on your new book. We look forward to doing a live stream with you tomorrow at 2:30 on Facebook Live to discuss the book in more detail and to share with our listeners some of your insights into what President Trump must do now to deal with this North Korean nuclear nightmare. Fred Pleitz, again, thanks so much for joining us. Come back to us again soon. We'll talk with the rest of you, I hope, tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.